Hey, you guys, and welcome to the Steel Wars Hyper Chat. It is Thursday, the 19th of November, 2020. And sadly, it is once again 0 days without a technical fault. So many things to make sure you've got right doing these live streams, but a quick restart. So we'll wait for the live chat. Sam Stubble, he's impressed that we've got sound. Now, I'd like to call you out, but I have to agree. And Sam Carey very humorously but painfully points out another one for the bingo card. Hey to everyone watching on YouTube in the live chat. Sean, I posted you. Sean Hoffman is dissing me 0 days, 0 days. I posted you out some merch today, buddy. I made it thick with stickers, and this is what I get in return. Anyway, I deserve it. I deserve it. Hey to everyone on YouTube, on Facebook and Twitter Periscope. Hey to everyone that is listening on the Patreon audio podcast, or this one, as it's one every third episode, will be up on the normal iTunes feed. So if you are a subscriber to the normal podcast feed and you're like, hey, why do these news podcasts come down every 4 days? Well, if you're a Patreon supporter, from $3 a month, you get them every day direct into your RSS feed, just like a normal podcast. It's brilliant. It's Thursday, but no Corey today. I think he'll be back for the roundtable Saturday night to talk about The Mandalorian, but he's off filming something with Noah Van Outlaw. If you are on YouTube tonight, what is next to me? Oh, it's Chewbacca. Yeah, he's a talking Chewbacca. I argued with him. If you watch the when I read the Ewoks Join the Fight book 2 weeks ago on this, he hasn't shut up once I got him going, Leedra. So you may have jinxed me there because I'll be arguing with him. Shh. Is he going to be my Corey? Are you Corey? All right, there you go. I'm going to find it so hard to ignore him now. If you're around on YouTube tonight, we are premiering the for everyone. It is episode 15, so it is Patreon All Access. So check out Page Wars tonight. It is 7 p.m. Pacific, which makes it 10 p.m. Eastern. It's an hour and a half of me and King Tom reviewing the From a Certain Point of View Strikes Back, every story. It's total spoiler heavy. So and I haven't read the book, but I still review it based on the spoilers. So get set for a lot of turning and burning. It was super fun. Let's talk Star Wars news. Daisy Ridley is out there. Promoting, what is she promoting? The Chaos Walking trailer, which is Tom Holland in that as well. Not hearing good buzz about this movie, but she's out doing interviews for it, so of course we get some Star Wars information. And this is by Jim Vigevoda, I think. I don't know how his surname. I've met Jim before, and he's a really good guy. He's God, I miss convention bars late at night. They are the best. So Daisy Ridley, He talks to Daisy Ridley. Daisy Ridley on Baby Yoda's egg eating and Rey's future after the rise of Skywalker. He asks her about all the Frog Lady and Baby Yoda and all that, and we can skip all that stuff. I don't know. It's, you know, she says nice things. So, let's get down to, here we go. Given the success of The Mandalorian and future plans for other Star Wars content on Disney Plus, would Ridley be open to exploring her character's Rey's post Rise of Skywalker, perhaps in a streaming series of her own? The answer, not really. Now, when she was talking to Josh Gad a couple months ago, I don't know how long ago, that could have been yesterday, it could have been 3 years ago. I think it was like a month ago. She was said, never say never, or, you know. But this is, yeah, maybe not as, maybe the same answer in a not so positive light. I think for me, the beauty of episode 9 is it ends with such hope and such potential. I just feel that that was Rey's perfect ending. The big battle was in episodes 7, 8, and 9, Ridley said. I think she's probably running around the forest somewhere having a great time following the events of the Rise of Skywalker. You think that too, Chewie? Great. That's good stuff. Dude. Really? Can you guys hear Chewbacca? Shut up! Really? Anyway. Dude! Be quiet. Is this content? For those listening to the podcast, I've got a Sharpie now in Chewbacca's mouth, which he just spat out at me. Shut up! Jeez. Don't worry, I do not talk to my child like that.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sean Hoffman says, nobody puts Chewie in the corner. He's arcing up again. Leidra says, this is content. I seriously have to turn you off. How can you still be going? Anyway. Kieran Dodgerell says, Ben Affleck said he was done with Batman. Now look at him. Back at it. Yeah, well, it'll, you know, look at the original trilogy trio. She continued, I feel totally satisfied with how the story finished. I just don't know what else she could do that I didn't have to do. Also, there are so many amazing characters in Star Wars that it's sort of an amazing thing. I was watching the new episode of The Mandalorian, and it's just like the places it can go beyond even where it is now is so exciting. I agree. And what she's hinting at is the return of Luke Skywalker at the end of Mandalorian Season 2. It's, yeah. One day. Dare to dream. Dare to dream. If Corey's allowed to dream, then so am I. Now, listen, I've seen some people that didn't like the way Rey's character ended up at the end of The Rise of Skywalker, these films. Sorry, Chewbacca's got me rattled. I got to tell you, he's got me rattled. I've seen some people that are sort of turned on her a little bit because she's saying that she thought it had a perfect ending. What do you want her to say? Maybe, like, she probably doesn't give it, like, the triple depth of thought, and she's probably just happy to, you know, Ray's done. She won, and that was 6 years of her life that were super intense. And she's just saying genial things about it. So, yeah, it's all good. I don't think Ray's ending was a perfect ending, but, you know, what do I expect Daisy Ridley to say, you know? This is gold. This is gold. This dude. This is in, I don't know where, what, this is in, how do you say site? Sioux Falls City Council meeting? It's Sioux. I know I'm pronouncing it. Is it Sioux Falls? I think it's Sioux Falls. I think that's how it's pronounced. Sioux Falls City Council meeting. This dude, I got this from, you'll see the Twitter handle once I bring it up. But I don't know what he's bringing up at this council meeting, but this is how he concludes it. Amazing stuff. God, I hope I clicked. I'm sure. Yeah, I clicked it for sound. Here we go.
Thanks, Kyle. In conclusion, I just wanted to be on the city record that The Last Jedi is the best Star Wars movie.
I agree. Thanks, Kyle. Thanks, Kyle.
That's so good. Oh, one more time.
Thanks, Kyle. And in conclusion, I just wanted to be on the city record that The Last Jedi is the best Star Wars movie.
So. I agree. Thanks, Kyle.
I agree. Thanks, Kyle. Kyle, love the dude. Love Kyle. Love him a lot. Love him a lot. what else have we got? Oh, okay. So, this one's a bit of a bummer. And this is about Alan Dean Foster, who is the author of, at first uncredited, I believe, but then later uncredited, of the novelization of Star Wars, the book that came out before the film. And he also wrote Splinter of the Mind's Eye, the first, I guess, EU novel, or OU, the old U. He also wrote The Force Awakens novelization, if I am correct. I'm pretty sure, almost certain he did. Because it was like synergy. It was like poetry. It rhymes. All that good stuff. Now, Disney are trying, or not honoring, his agreement to get a royalty payment from those original two books. What is the Twitter handle on that? Yeah, he did write the TFA novel. Just read it last week, actually. Sam, I will try to find the Twitter handle. It is at Jacob_posts. So pretty sure I retweeted it. So it will be on my feed as well. So let's run through this. This is posted on the Science Fiction and Fantasy Writers of America website. This is a message from SFWA's president, Mary Robinette Quayle. Last year, a member to the SFWA's grievance committee came with a problem, which on the surface sounds simple and resolvable. He had written novels and was not being paid the royalties that were specified in his contract. The grievance committee is designed to resolve contract disputes like that. As part of our negotiating toolbox, we guarantee anonymity for both the writer and the publisher if the grievance is resolved. When it is working as president I never hear from them. When talks break down, the president of the SFWA is asked to step in. We will do this for any member. In this case, the member is Alan Dean Foster and the publisher is Disney. Here are his words. For some reason, he's used his creative license and written it to Mickey Mouse himself, which is admittedly, while I'm on his side with this, an odd choice. Anyway, we have a lot in common, you and I. We share a birthday, November 18th. My dad's nickname was Mickey. There's more. When you purchased Lucasfilm, you acquired the rights to some books I wrote. Star Wars, the novelization of the very first film, Splinter of the Mind's Eye, first sequel novel. You owe me royalties on these books. You stop paying them. When you purchased 20th Century Fox, you eventually acquired the rights to other books I had written, the novelizations of Alien, Aliens, and Alien 3, and you've never paid royalties on any of these or even issued royalty statements. All these books are still very much in print. They still earn money for you. When one company buys another, they acquire its liabilities as well as its assets. You're certainly reaping the benefits of the assets are very much like my minuscule, though it's not small to me, share. You want me to sign NDAs, non-disclosure agreements, before even talking. I've signed a lot of NDAs in my 50-year career. Never once did anyone ever ask me to sign one prior to negotiations, for obvious reasons that once you sign, you can no longer talk about the matter at hand. So you'd be given up. You sort of, in the end, you either have to agree to their terms or never talk about it. So that's a trap. He's very wise not to get caught into. Every one of my representatives in the matter with many, many decades of experience in such business echo my bewilderment. You continue to ignore requests from my agents. You continue to ignore queries from the SFWA. You continue to ignore my legal representatives. I know this is what gargantuan corporations often do, ignore requests and inquiries, hoping the petitioner will simply go away or possibly die. But I'm still here and I am still entitled to what you owe me, including not to be ignored just because I'm only one lone writer. How many other writers and artists out there are you similarly ignoring? Well, my wife has serious medical issues, and in 2016, I was diagnosed with an advanced form of cancer. We could use the money. Not charity, just what I'm owed. I've always loved Disney, the films, the parks, growing up with the Disneyland TV show. I don't think Uncle Walt would approve of how you are currently treating me. Maybe someone in the right position just hasn't received the word. Though after all these months of ignore requests and queries, that's hard to countenance. I don't know that word. Or as a guy named Bob Iger said, the way you do anything is the way you do everything. I'm not feeling it. Alan Dean Foster, Prescott, Arizona. So yeah, this is quite simply, I retweeted this. You can follow this with all the links and stuff at Steel Wars. It's simply not cool. And us, like him, big fans of obviously some of the product that Disney puts out. Obviously, we all like Star Wars. That's why we're here. And it's a very profitable franchise. And we would like to think it's being handled in, you know, a moral way. It's paying people their fair share. And hopefully he's right. Hopefully it just hasn't gotten to the right person. But maybe that's, you know, maybe it's just the policy to not, once we buy stuff, not to engage in these royalty payments, but that's not cool. So whether it's an oversight or, you know, someone in accounting that doesn't want to deal with it or someone in legal that doesn't want to deal with it, you know, the company as a whole does owe its creatives, regardless if they were in 1976, like an agreement's agreement. Like he doesn't mention the any royalty payments for the Force Awakens novelization. So I'm not sure if these new book deals don't include royalties. They just pay a flat fee, or that is he is receiving those payments. It is curious that he doesn't mention it, that he wrote the book for them, that he has actually, he has worked for them. So, yeah, man, that's, and that's why we're bringing it up here, to bring attention to it. So hopefully it creates a groundswell and they can do the right thing and hook up Alan Dean Foster, who, you know, they're still publishing the books. They're still making cash off it, as he points out. Do you know what I mean? Like, I, you know, recently did some work for Disney in Australia, and if that company got sold, and I'd still expect to get paid. Like, I'd still deserve to get paid, because that was the agreement with me and the company. So I really hope we will keep following this, and hopefully Alan Dean Foster gets paid. You can check it out on the site. There is a press conference with Alan Dean Foster, and that is at the sfwa.org, or there is a link to that on my Twitter. Leidra says, thank you for sharing this deal. My pleasure.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Because Star Wars is a film series, a galaxy that ultimately is about doing the right thing, even when you've got great power. So hopefully Disney lives up to that message that... thankfully, so many of its Star Wars fans take to heart. Now, let's talk about some Disney merchandise. We're here to report the good and bad of what's going on. So that's the deal. ILM X-Lab have released Star Wars Tales from Galaxy's Edge on the Oculus Quest, which is one of those head things that you put on and then you're in the world. Listen, if you've never tried one of these and you can in a COVID safe manner, it's insane. It's insane. I wouldn't advise using it all the time because I felt like it was eating my brain. It is so matrixy. But they've released this new game or experience taking place in Galaxy's Edge. Ironically, the only way, you know, it used to be the only way that a lot of people would be able to experience it, but now it's a lot, the only way. I live an hour away from it, and I can't go there. Sorry, I'm just got to check a message. It was Jackie messaging me. My day-to-day life story. I didn't even think I had a day-to-day life story today. I think we had the nappies story on Tuesday. Yesterday we had the rats eating the cord in the car. Rats! And today I found that the hand sanitizer in our car has maybe been heated up so many times in the LA sun that it's fermented into an alcoholic substance. So there's that. Exciting times. Let's check out this new trailer for the game that released today. This is from ILM X-Lab on YouTube.
Stay alive and meet me in Caesar Flag's Cantina.
Hang thing I love about Black Spire Outpost? You never know who you're gonna cross paths with.
I am a highly trained resistance spy.
There's something wrong with this place.
Received your distress call. The council did.
Hey, your pirate friend stopped by while you were out.
Yeah.
Don't be silly. You'll never make it.
That seems like a lot like the one we've played before, but the painful thing about those Oculus Rift things is my neighbor downstairs has got one, and I'm allowed to go use it anytime, but I can't because I'm not sure if you've checked the news, you guys, but what else have we got? I saw these things, right? This is on StarWars.com. I'm interested how everyone else, if I'm missing something with this. These are these G.G. Burris launches Star Wars headwear collection with character. And these are sort of like tiaras based off things in Star Wars. There's a 3PO, like it's like the ring around 3PO's head, the seal. Just the seal as a tiara. There's like a Yoda one with rhinestones. And these seem like okay. Anyone in the chat, this Yoda with rhinestone thing, how much do you reckon this is going to go for? How much? Come on, hit me with a price. It's about a 20-second delay. Leidra does say they're cute and weird. I want some prices, you guys. Mary Reed, already, I don't like them. Love it. Braxton says the 3PO one is a good use of a license. No one's giving me a price. Oh, $200 for the Yoda? So do you know that these things are expensive? Because I clicked, right? Yoda, $195. Opal Galaxy Yoda, $310. Matthew Mole is with me. Exactly. No buys. Hey, but you guys that are quoting prices, did you guys know this company before? Is it known for expensive things? This, like those ones, like I'm like, oh yeah, maybe they're made out of expensive materials. This bandolier one with Chewbacca, it looks like, no offense to anyone involved in this, it looks like a pet toy from... like at Petco, the Star Wars branded one. It's a bandolier that goes around your head. Cushy. $200. Come on. And then the tiara is $200. There's a Darth Vader Sharina, which is a type of hat I've never heard of before. Looks like someone in Raiders of the Lost Ark might wear that. That's $350. And then there's this bizarre 80s plastic-brimmed lightsaber bucket hat. Limited quantity. $365. Braxton asks, so do those come with $200 cash? You would think if I saw that, I would think they're in the $20 to $30 range. But obviously... there's something going on here. There's some luxury premium brand. Maybe if I check out what else they're selling. Let's see what else is going on. All right. There's a lot of $300 hats up in here. All right. They make stuff that looks like you're going to a fancy horse race or... Wow. All right. Well, let us know if anyone picks up one of the tiaras. From G.G. Burris. Jackie, are you okay? Jackie just ran into a chair. For no reason.
What do you mean for no reason? It's not, it rocks. It hit me on the ankle like the funny bone. Oh. You're so offended. Oh, look, Jerry's concerned. Oh, that hurts. Man, I'm trying to say goodbye to you. You should feel guilty about this.
I do feel guilty.
You don't look guilty. Goodbye.
Bye, Jooklyn. I'm not sure if you just heard the last one, but she said, you'll pay for that. If I, like, have a little trip over on, like, a bit of – LA has got the most uneven pavement in the world, I believe. And if I, like, clip my foot on something and do a little stumble, she – as long as she knows I haven't, like, broken a tooth off, she'll be in tears. She'll be in tears. Oh, my God. Sam Carey says it's true, Steele. You don't look guilty. Okay. I feel guilty now, everyone. Matthew Mole with the comment of the day. Maybe you can buy her a nice Yoda headband to say sorry. That is very funny. That is very funny. All right. We better wrap it up. I've got the revised scores. I'd messed up the scores on the round table. So right now, the season opener, episode 9, the Marshall, I miscalculated the middle one. 8.25 was its rating by the round table. Then the Passenger got a 6.75. And then last week's, the Heiress got a 9.25. So they're the scores. And we'll be doing the round table Saturday night. Don't forget tonight, me and King Tom breaking down from a certain point of view. Totally spoiler. It'll be on the iTunes and it's a Patreon all access, so it'll be on all the podcast feeds. But the second half of the video, we use the video technology to great effect in the second half of the episode. So I'll be joining in on the chat with that one tonight. Maybe King Tom will appear as well. And I also wanted to say, everyone, actually, I'll plug a sweet plug while I'm doing this. But we've got the new GFC, the Gamorrean Fighting Championship t-shirt up at belowthecollar.com/steelwars. The link's below. But thanks to everyone that's been supporting the live streams and commenting during the chat. It helps us bump up that sweet, sweet algorithm. We really appreciate that. And, you know, I sort of just started 2 months ago trying to really dip into YouTube consistently. And God, I took that seriously every day. But so it's hard to build up an audience. And those ones have been hitting about 2,500, which by YouTube standards, when you look at your Star Wars Explained, is very minuscule. But I appreciate you guys because I'm doing this content the way I think it should be done. I don't want to be alarmist. I don't want to be clickbaity and blah. And so I appreciate that 2,500 people agree with me. And thanks so much for your support. Hoping to get the weekly videos over 1,000. That's my goal for the weekly. Yeah, you got to have little goals in life. And it'd be good to get them over 1,000 a day. So keep clicking, keep working the algorithm. If you're watching this not live, leave a comment. I always try to go back and answer or reply or just give you a heads up that I did that. Thanks to everyone saying nice stuff in the chat that you can see on the screen. It's really kind. But yeah, I just wanted to give a shout out that whilst they're humble numbers on the Saturday nights, it's been really good to see. And the live chats on Saturday nights have been popping. So that's been super cool. If you want to get all this stuff on your podcast feed as well as go back and listen to our 600 previous episodes. There's timeless episodes like Star Wars You Buy Podcast that deal with Star Wars history. There's the Robo Report. There's all our interviews from Ben Mendelsohn to Steve Stanton and in between. There's so many great fan interviews and all that sort of stuff. So check out all that stuff. I'll see you tonight in the chat. Tomorrow we'll have our rapid reaction up sometime during the day. For patrons, we'll be doing the Hawes Calls immediate reaction. That's an audio podcast exclusive where I ring Hawes as soon as I can after seeing The Mandalorian, and we have like a half hour chat of just going blah, 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 blah. So a good rapid fire deal. And then Saturday night we'll be back with that sweet, sweet round table. Sam Carey says, can't wait for Toro's return tomorrow. Neither can I. Do it for us, Carl Weathers. Come on, buddy. Come on. But until then, this podcast has gone on
long enough.
So we're going to get out of here. May that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.